The world sees what is happening in Ukraine. That is the message today from Attorney General Merrick Garland, who said the U.S. will help investigate alleged Russian war crimes.
Today, we are assisting international efforts to identify and hold accountable those responsible for atrocities in Ukraine. And we will continue to do so.
Those atrocities include murdered and tortured civilians in Bucha, a suburb north of Kyiv. CNN's senior international correspondent Fred Pleitgen has been there. And Fred, the world has been watching these horrifying images come out of Ukraine. But I have to say, your reporting has put it in a light as awful as I have seen it. What did you find in Bucha?
Hi there, Peter. Yeah, it was just as awful as it looked. We went into Bucha, and there is massive destruction in a lot of places there. And we have to keep in mind, this was really a beautiful suburb of Kyiv, quite a wealthy place also, and a place where, you know, people just really loved to live. And there's just a lot of people who were killed in Bucha. We went to a mass grave that's behind the main church in Bucha, and you know, they were just stacking up bodies there. There were well over a dozen that we saw ourselves, but the authorities there told us there's about 150 who were buried in that mass grave alone, simply because they ran out of space to bury people, and also they couldn't bury people properly because there was still so much shooting and firing going on. And then, of course, you had other places where, I mean, it really seems as though people were killed execution style there. So it's a devastating situation, and really one that makes a lot of people very sad and very angry.
From your description and from what we're seeing in these images, the cities look completely destroyed. How are the people finding food, water, even shelter?
Yeah, I mean, that's actually a big challenge, and there are a lot of organizations that are trying to help, and it certainly has become a lot easier to get food and water to people now that, you know, a lot of these sieges have lifted and the Russian occupation forces have left. But it still is very difficult. You know, a lot of these places don't have any electricity. And the other thing is that it's very difficult now for citizens to actually come back because there is still unexploded munitions on the ground there in buildings in a lot of places, booby traps as well that the Ukrainian forces have found. So it's not like they're going back to normal quickly. It still is a very difficult situation for a lot of people, and also a lot of people, you know, they're taking their time to come back. Some have fled to other countries. Others are elsewhere in Ukraine. So it could take a while for people to actually be able to come back to their homes.
Well, the Ukrainians are pointing out that it isn't just Bucha where the atrocities against civilians have been committed. It is in cities across the country. I mean, have you noticed that, you and your colleagues? How widespread is this?
I would say that's 100% true. I mean, I'm not sure about the entire country, but certainly if you look at that swath of land that the Russians covered when they moved down towards Kyiv from Belarus, you know, we went to several towns over the past couple of days to the northwest of Kyiv, villages, smaller towns, also some of the outskirts of Kyiv itself, sort of suburbs. And the picture there in almost all of them was exactly the same. Completely destroyed houses in many places, teams still picking up dead bodies in various locations. There's one place where we at called Makariv, where we followed a team of people collecting dead bodies for about, say, about 45 minutes maybe. And just in that span of time, they found three corpses, you know, one badly burned, one that was riddled with bullet holes, still in a man inside his car with gunshot wounds to the head and to the chest. So it really still is a devastating situation in a lot of those places. And the other thing that you find is just a lot of destroyed Russian military armor. It does seem as though the Russians really got beaten badly by the Ukrainians.
Fred, despite the horror that you're witnessing, are you sensing any kind of relief that the Russians are no longer knocking at Kyiv's door?
Yeah, I think there's a great deal of relief. I think that a lot of the people here, you know, they're obviously relieved that the Russians are gone. There's some who obviously fear that the Russians could come back at a later time, but I don't think anybody believes that could be anytime soon because of the amount of Russian military hardware that was destroyed when the Russians tried being here. And also, one thing that we notice as well is that the Ukrainian military and the people here, they are you know, very confident that they beat the Russians, and that kind of gives them a pretty high morale at this time. You know, they were confronted by a massive army. They were outgunned in many places. They were also unmanned, and they managed to hold their own. And more than that, they managed to beat this military back. And I think that is something that certainly gives them a lot of morale, where they keep telling us, look, we were fighting with our soul. We were fighting for our country, whereas the Russians, they believe, didn't even know what they were fighting for.
So with that sense of resolve that you're describing, and with the sort of outrage from these scenes from places like Bucha, how does that change the way the government negotiates with Russia?
Yeah, that is a very, very good question. I think also a very difficult one. I think right now, any sort of compromise that President Zelensky would make, whether it's in direct negotiations or indirect negotiations with the Russians, I think it would be very difficult to give up any Ukrainian territory, even if it's, you know, just for a certain period of time. I think a lot of people are extremely angry at the Russians. I think a lot of people here very much believe that the Russians went into this country for absolutely no reasons, with a complete disregard of the Ukrainian state, of Ukrainian people, that atrocities were committed. And I don't see much in the way, when you speak to the regular people here, of a willingness for any sort of compromise, because they said, look, there is clearly an aggressor here, an aggressor that they believe that they should beat back if they can. And I think right now they are quite confident, you know, that it could be difficult, but it is something that they can possibly achieve. Of course, the thing that they always say is they need weapons from the West to do so.
Fred Pletkin is CNN's senior international correspondent reporting from Kyiv. Fred, thank you so much for doing what you're doing, witnessing these atrocities. Appreciate it.
Thank you.